All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, very excited to be talking to an individual who competes at Unified MMA 52, which goes down on September the 8th. And we've got Tim Smith and Tom O'Connor stepping out into the cage in what should be quite the entertaining fight, and great getting to have Tom on the show, and always great getting to talk to him ahead of these great fights and everything. So how's your day going there, man? You having a solid day so far?
Yeah, day's going pretty good. It's sunny down here in Lethbridge, so I've been soaking up some sun at the gym here and got the kids all running, so it's motivating me to get my ass running too. So yeah, well, things are all good here, man. It's just good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, always, man. And just, yeah, great to hear that you're able to get in that good work out there in Lethbridge and everything like that. I feel like it's a gorgeous place around summer and everything like that. So cool to hear that you're able to, you know, get outside and have some fun while you're also getting in good work too.
Yeah, I'm outdoorsy. Like, I like to be outdoors as much as I can and get as much sun as I can. And just sometimes working in the gym, you know, it's a healthy lifestyle and you're around, you know, fitness and good eating and everything all the time. But sometimes I forget how long I'll be in the gym and I'm like, oh, I gotta get outside. So this summer's been really awesome for that. Been outside lots and definitely been soaking it up, and that's made the summer a great time. But yeah, lots of good training too, which is awesome. It's been, like, you know, in Alberta and just kind of in general, but Alberta's been real bad for the fires, so it's cleared up a little bit and they've gone down a little bit, so that's really nice too. It's not smoky down here, it's just clear skies, sunny skies. Yeah,
well, great to hear things have, you know, cleared up a bit for sure. I mean, when I was living out there, it could definitely get pretty hectic with the wildfire, so good that things have subsided a bit. But curious to get your insights heading into this one, because this bout was supposed to go down, I mean, not quite a full year ago, but I mean, close to it, like late September of last year and everything like that. And I do like that this one's at like 165 as opposed to like the initially scheduled like 155. Like, do you think that almost works out better, this being more of like a super lightweight bout than a lightweight fight?
Yeah, it's at 160, but it works out pretty good, I think. I think both me and Tim are, you know, tough bangers and like to go forward and just have that kind of pressure fighting style where we're gonna kind of go through everything. And so I think a little bit of the weight, not worrying about the weight cut as much is a nice thing. But I don't know, the last year since that one that fell through, I think everyone's been itching for it, and I know Tim's excited for it and I'm excited for it and the fans are excited for it, because it's just such a exciting matchup. And I was excited for it when it was first supposed to happen, and then with the messed weight cut and everything failing there, a lot of learning since then. So a big step of growth since that last matchup that I've went through. And just really looking forward to showing and showcasing those new skills I've been working on, that new level of professionalism. You know, I've always, you know me, I've always like taking it very seriously and really enjoy the professional and athletic aspect of the sport, like just doing it as if you're, you know, you're a professional. So I love that. But dialing in the nutrition and working with TJ Whalen, for my coach as a nutritionist, has been really helpful. And it's funny because Tim sent me his way and connected us, and now we're both under the same nutritionist and about to have a really great scrap. So it's kind of exciting and funny how it all works out, a year removed, a year away, and get to see it all come to fruition still. So that's really fun.
Yeah, and I mean, like you're saying, this was a fight that a lot of people were very much excited for initially, and I felt like that, you know, same level of enthusiasm, if not, you know, to an even greater magnitude, it was there when it got re-announced and everything. Like, how happy were you to hear, like, that it got salvaged ultimately, and I guess a two-parter? I guess also, when did you hear that the fight got salvaged? Like, when did the bout offer come your way?
Yeah, well, it would have been... It was in the talks off and on since I failed that weight cut, and you know, it was never off the table. I think it just had to line up with the right event for Unified and where it fit for, you know, where Tim was at, because I made the mistake, and it's part of the game and learning curve of the sport, but I made the mistake. So really, in that regard, the kind of cards were on his side of the table. He could kind of make the, what worked best for him, but it ended up ultimately working really good for everyone, I think, is like the card is stacked. It's going to be a great night of fights. Our fight finally comes to fruition. It's 160, which is going to be fun. And yeah, I mean, I was, as soon as it was announced that it was salvaged, I was obviously very happy because it's kind of one of those things in MMA where something small like that, maybe, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal to, in the greater scheme of things, can still add weight to it and can kind of paint an image of just what it looks like, you know, that sits on your record and think people talk about that and they wonder about it and there's questions. So September 8th, all the questions going to be answered and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that is a shared sentiment for sure. And it's interesting because we're talking about the great Lethbridge work and obviously big shout out to, you know, Progressive Fighting Academy and Brad Wall as always, but also getting in Yeah, I mean, incredible, you know, space and a great coach and mind in martial arts. But I also noticed getting in some localized, you know, Calgary rounds as well, just with this card being in Calgary and getting in work at Dynamic with, I saw you with Matt Krako at one point a bit ago there. So can you talk about the Calgary work as well that you've been getting?
Yeah, my boy Matt Krako, he's a beauty. He's an awesome training partner and like, same thing, you talk about like a legend in the game, man. Like, he knows so much, the wealth of knowledge for MMA that guy has, and then just getting to do reps with him and talk about MMA and martial arts with him and get to pick his brain, and his coach there, Vince at Dynamic, Keegan Oliver for wrestling, and that Usman is coming up through the ranks in amateur and fighting lots, and so they just have a lot of good guys that are coming up, and they have a good room. They approach training, I think, really smart, and it aligns really well with the way that we approach training at PFA, and the way that I like to train is like just really smart sessions put together where the main objective is progression and making sure you're getting better, and that everybody in the room is getting better. So working with Matt has been a blessing, and it's been a lot of fun, and become pretty tight friends now since then. So yeah, it's only been good things, and sky's the limit for us and those guys. And yeah, just looking forward to seeing how much more growth we can get out of each other and just, yeah, having fun learning.
Yeah, it always seems to come across. It seems like you definitely have, like, a voracious appetite for, you know, all of that information. I guess I'm wondering, though, like, how much that maybe breeds familiarity for the competition, just, like, getting in those different rounds in Calgary. Like, does it almost feel like there's a certain sense of familiarity, or does it kind of feel like an away game in a certain sense?
Yeah, it's tricky because I've been so often the out of towner, the away guy, right? The underdog in my past fights and career, just the coming in to ruin the hometown crowd guy, right? And so that's been a big story of mine. So even though Tim is a Calgarian, it's close enough to home that I get a little sentiment of both. I feel like I'm gonna have a good fan base there, and a lot of hometown people and people in Calgary I'm connected with that are gonna be fans there. And then Tim is gonna have a huge group of people there to support him as well, as he should. He's you know, works hard. He represents so many good things. He's just an all around good role model in that regard, and kind of his story is exceptional. He brings the fight every time. So his fan base is going to be going wild. My fan base is going to be going wild. And I don't know if it's going to feel like an away or a home match as much as it's just going to feel like an absolute electric building. Like, I think that's one thing I'm most excited for, is the BMO Center is going to be lit up and we're going to blow the roof off the place. And to be that big of a center and that kind of a main place like that, I'm just super excited that Unified is doing that, and the show is just growing so much that it's cool to be a part of it and be a part of the growth and see these buildings, these events blow up and really show another level of martial arts in Canada, and just, yeah, being a stepping stone for those bigger organizations, but not, and it's a bigger organization itself. They're very professional, and it just puts on really, really elite shows, like fun shows from start to finish. The amateur fights to the pro fights are all awesome, and the way they do it, it's just, yeah, it's an awesome show start to finish. So I'm excited to just be a part of that. And yeah, like BMO Center, Calgary, man, I don't know if it'll feel home or away, I'm not sure, but it is nice training up there, and it doesn't feel nearly as far as my usual fights. So in that regard, I'm excited. The cutting weight, going to the weigh-ins, all of that is easy trip for me. I do it a couple times a week now, so it's just, it definitely has made it a little bit easier being that much closer. But end of the day, we're getting locked in the cage, so home, away, it doesn't matter to me too much.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a certain level of Fort McLeod and Lethbridge getting in there too.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be electric for sure. I know I got a lot of people going out to support, and my support system is incredible. Like the one thing that I am just so grateful for is the amount of support I have from family, friends, fans. Like, it's incredible. It's one of the coolest things in the sports. Is just you're by yourself in there, and you're competing as you. But you carry the energy and weight of so many, like, the support is just unreal. So, and I think me and Tim are both going to feel that on September 8th, where it's going to be, like, just this collision of two waves, because I know he's got a large support system, and so do I. And so, yeah, I think it's just all building up for a lot of fireworks. Just like we were saying in the first fight when we had it planned, the stylistic matchup is super exciting. And now it's almost like, you know, I really didn't want to go through that failed weight cut. I did not want any of that to happen, and it was not great when it was happening either. And I've had to come through and learn a lot from it. But it's almost like a little bit of waiting, and now this build up for this match now is just there's more build up, and it's just more exciting.
Yeah, I would agree. I guess, like, just, you know, kind of derivative of some of the stuff we've been talking about, because I've noticed across your last, you know, couple fights, like, it looked like the John Wynn fight was like a featherweight bout, and then 155 in the Devin Brock fight there back in December, and this one being at 160. I guess, like, in a certain sense, like, which, like, weight category out there would you be kind of prioritizing? Like, you strike me as a guy that is ultimately looking for, like, a unified belt eventually. Like, not overlooking this fight, obviously, but in, like, a grander, like, goal-oriented kind of sense, I feel like that would probably be something you'd be eyeing. So just in saying that, like, is there a particular weight category that you would want to pursue unified MMA gold within?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not looking past this fight at all. All of my energy and focus and every second, every breath is going into September 8th. But, yeah, I'm of course looking for a unified title. If that's the next fight that comes up and I can fight for the 155 or 145 title, I like both those weight classes. And it's funny where I'm fighting. This fight is at 160, but since learning and working with TJ and just, you know, taking my entirety of my game to another level and my lifestyle becoming that 1% more professional, and I'm finding it easier and easier and more possible, just easier to make 145 and 155. So both of those are going to be, I'm happy to start working on fighting at 145 and taking over that division as well. So yeah, just either one of those divisions, but this one's at 160. So getting to enjoy some lifting of weights and yeah, feeling good.
Yeah, for sure, and definitely hyper-focused on the immediate task, for sure, and it does seem like this is one that especially fires you up. I mean, I feel like, in a general sense, talking to you, you're always excited for the different fights you have, but just the way you were talking about it even during the initial booking, like, you were talking about just the wealth of experience he has as, like, a former unified lightweight champion, and just, like, the myriad of different fight types that he's been through, like, tactical bouts, dog fights, etc. So it really just seems like a fight that could go any number of directions, and that would probably be stimulating to you in, like, an adaptable, like, creativity kind of sense, I would think.
Absolutely. The fights like this is the whole reason I love the game, and the reason I am so passionate about training is I train because I love martial arts, and I've you know, fallen in love with the whole lifestyle of martial arts and excelling in that. And so at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is challenge what we do in the gym and what our skill sets are and our knowledge base and creativity, like you said. Like, that's what I'm trying to do, is find competitors and opponents that are going to challenge that and bring the very best out of me. And I want to compete with the very best. And Tim is just an awesome opponent for that. He's been through every type of fight. He's had highs and lows in life. He's more motivated, in better shape, more driven than he's ever been. So, you know, he's the kind of guy too that you're not, he's not going to quit for a single moment. He's going to be in the fight from start to finish and until I finish him. So it's just an exciting fight for anyone that's wanting to be a fighter. And I'm looking forward to being able to showcase all the new work and all the new skills I put in. But at the end of the day, it's about adaptability and being able to, you know, take what we do in the gym and actually make it work on that night and put everything together under the lights. So it's definitely a fight that I've been waiting for and I'm super excited about just because it is so challenging. It is a good fight.
And the way you worded that is kind of curious. I'd be interested in getting you to, you know, kind of expound upon that a bit more. Just talking about, like, how much he's going to be in that fight, like, up until you end up breaking him. Like, it seems like, large in part, like, the pressure and pace you put on these guys. Like, obviously a tremendous amount of technique there for sure. But just, it seems like you really break these guys with the pace, and especially evident in the last couple with the back-to-back wins coming from, you know, consecutive third round finishes. Is that almost how you visualize this fight going? Like, do you see it being like a similar kind of like pressure heavy, you know, finish in the third round, like break him just through force of effort from what you're putting out there, I guess?
Yeah, like you said, he's tough and he's not going to go anywhere, right? So he's going to be there from start to finish. And when I finish him, it's whether it's at the start of the first, second, or third, I don't know. My game plan is always the same, and it's just coming out with that grueling style of pressure and just like a crashing wave upon you over and over. You can't catch your breath. And so my game plan doesn't change. It's still, you know, putting together good combinations of striking, grappling, and involving the entirety of the game from striking range to trapping and clinch range to wrestling and grappling range, and flowing effortlessly between those is what I'm trying to work on and continue to improve that skill set. So none of that changes. I still want to just keep putting the pressure on and just show improved skills, improved sharpness, improved discipline. But at the end of the day, the strategy, the game plan, it's the same. It's just break him down until he can't keep up. He can't keep up with the speed. He can't keep up with the techniques. And let him, you know, kind of start to fall apart under the pressure of my game.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like you're raring to go. I mean, understandably, with this being like your first one of the calendar year and everything like that. And I mean, I imagine you've accrued a tremendous amount of skill since that aforementioned Devin Brock fight in December. So yeah, it just really comes across like the focus and the excitement here, man.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it is I've been in the lab. I've been working tirelessly on just making sure everything's sharper, more disciplined. I'm just working on that perfecting of the skills. You can never reach perfection, but you're always pursuing it. So that's what I've been doing in this. You know, it's not all in MMA, there's no such thing as an off season, but in the time between my Devin Brock fight and this fight, I've been constantly working on skills. So yeah, I'm just excited for it all to come together on the 8th, and against a tough opponent. And you know, both of us are in a really good spot career wise where this fight is a good explanation point to just put a statement out there for the whole division, the whole country, just MMA in general. Is like there's a lot of momentum to be built off of this fight, and I'm looking forward to just grabbing it and running with it.
Yeah, you're ready to tap into the monkey man persona again?
Oh yeah, full ape mode. We're going full ape mode for this one, Dill. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. I also noticed you had a post it's not hyper recent, but a bit ago at this point, but curious to, you know, touch on it as one of the, you know, last things here. Like it was, you know, kind of in reference to the monkey man persona, like you were talking about back in the day working at a care home and you were watching WWE with a resident, like they were really into like the Undertaker, and you guys would get fired up, like he'd call you monkey man and you'd get jumping and howling and stuff like that. I'm just curious to get some insights into that there, because it sounds like a cool sort of dynamic that you had there.
Yeah, Louis Crosschild is an awesome, really awesome guy. Just he was a cool time in life to be able to work with him and talk with him and, you know, just bring joy to him in that time of his life where he's something as small as just watching a bit of WWE and having a character in the care home act like a monkey would bring so much joy to him. And, you know, it's like with anything, when you can be kind to the world, you don't even realize it, but you're being kind to yourself. And, like, you treat the world that way. It's like a mirror. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I'm doing this. I'm making his day better. And little did I know it, every single time that he'd smile or laugh, Monkey Man, my day was getting better. So really, it was all him. Like, he just, yeah, he started the whole Monkey Man persona, really, just by us goofing around together. It just kind of just happened organically. And from there on, I just carried it out. And I'm a big animal guy. Like, I like animals. And was a Steve Irwin fan as a kid growing up. I loved Steve Irwin. I was obsessed. So when it was with the monkeys, like, I've ran with that ever since. And I've always been a huge fan of chimpanzees, gorillas, apes in general. I love that species, just the monkeys. And every time we go to the zoo, it's my favorite animal to check out. And so it all kind of just paired out perfectly. But then the climbing in the cage, acting like a monkey around all the kids think it's funny and laugh at it. And it just, I think, is a good mentality of, like, for me, why I do MMA is, yes, I'm a professional. And yes, it's my job and my career, but I'm grateful that I get to do something I'm passionate about and I love. And that's what the monkey brain, my kind of one of my logos for my gear is, and part of my persona, the Monkey Man and Monkey Brain. And those things are just about, you know what, you're a person and you treat people right and you do all the right things, but you also make sure you have fun. And that's the monkey aspect is, you know what, go out there and have fun. When you're doing MMA, you get the privilege to compete in the octagon. I'm lucky to get the privilege to compete on the unified stage and have such an awesome place to show my skill set. So because of that, make sure I'm out there having fun. And to me, the monkey is just a great reminder of that. I get to cheer kids up, climbing on the cage, pounding my chest, making monkey sounds. And it kind of gets me in a good state of mind to just, hey, you're doing this because you love it. Have fun with it.
No, I love that, like, just, you know, magnitude of detail. It really does make a lot of sense that it would inform those different areas of what you're doing too. And I mean, just, yeah, great, you know, mentality overall, just wanting to treat people well in general and everything like that. So I really appreciate that, man. But just in being mindful of your time and everything as well, Tom, I mean, it's always great getting to have you on and talk to you, but just curious if maybe there's like a final parting thought you'd want to add as well, just, you know, sort of wrapping up here, man.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on. It is always great to talk. I know the schedule for everyone is busy, but that MMA schedule, interviews, and just putting all that together that you do, I'm sure it's busy for you as well. And so, yeah, I appreciate you having me on, first of all. Second of all, just all my team and sponsors and family and friends, like everybody that puts in so much time and effort to support me and show their support and be there and that's a big thing. It's incredible to have that, and I couldn't do this. I wouldn't even want to do this sport without that kind of support. It's incredible. So I'm grateful for my family and friends. Progressive Fighting Academy, hard training with Trevor Hardy. He's always been a big part of my foundation. He's, you know, who's really started me out with my foundation of martial arts. So I'm grateful to him and everything I learned from him. Scott Ward, my jiu-jitsu coach. Connor Derry is always working with me. Brad Wall, of course. The guys at Dynamic MMA, any of the guys at CMC, Canadian Mixed Martial Arts Center, that have worked with me and are always working with me, getting to work and do reps with Jordan Mean. And those guys, it's just always awesome. The current champ, Majed Hamo, getting to work with him all the time is the same thing. Just so grateful to have all those guys in my corner and be able to work with them and learn and push each other. So yeah, at the end of the day, grateful for them. And then a couple sponsors I'd like to thank for this one, because same thing, I can't do that without their support, is Merge Mortgages. Jared and Merge, he's really helped me out, so reach out to him. He's out of Lethbridge. Frontline Towing, longtime sponsors. Southwest Flooring, really appreciate them jumping on and being part of the team. Yeah, all of those guys have been absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Hopefully many more on board to come. And I mean, like I'm talking about all throughout this chat, always fun watching you fight and this Tim Smith fight. Very happy that it was salvaged like we're talking about. And yeah, I'm definitely counting down the days until Unified MMA 52 and September 8th. And all the fistic fireworks and everything. So thanks for the time and insights, man. Great chat as always, and you just have a good rest of your day, Tom. Thank you.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be lights out, everybody. Tune in September 8th, Unified 52. Let's go.
Yeah, I'd love to see it on UFC.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to see it on UFC Fight Pass if people aren't in the immediate Calgary area, so lots of great options. But yeah, thanks so much, man. You have a good rest of your day, and very excited to peep this fight when it goes down.
Absolutely, sweet. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day as well.